Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
We're continuing our life lessons from the parables of Jesus, and this is the parable of the lost sheep today, and a little bit about the lost coin as well. From Luke chapter 15, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain. They began to criticize, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost.' In the same way, I tell you that there will be more rejoicing among the angels over one sinner who repents." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Late one afternoon, a telemarketer called a house, and a little boy answered the phone, and he whispered, "Hello." And this is the conversation that took place. "Hello, what's your name?"
"Jimmy."
"How old are you, Jimmy?"
4 years old."
"Is your mom there, Jimmy?"
"Yes, but she is busy."
"What about your dad? Is your dad there?"
"Yes, but he's busy too."
"Is there anyone else there?"
"Yes, the police." "But they're busy too."
Is there anyone else there, Jimmy?"
"Yes, the firemen. But they're busy too."
"Jimmy, all those adults there, and I can't speak to any of them. What on earth are they all doing?"
"They're searching for me."
"I like that. I don't know." " Jesus told a lot of parables about people and things getting lost along the way. And chapter 15 of Luke is stocked with them. And you'll notice they're nice and easily memorized because they all cover the same thing in different ways. There's the lost sheep. It's followed by the parable of the lost coin. And you know what comes after it? The parable of the prodigal son, or the two lost sons, really. Jesus had a lot to say about people and things getting lost. And in this case, he asked a question of his critics. He'd been criticized. The scribes and the Pharisees shook their finger at him. And they said, you know, this man hangs out with the wrong people. Tax collectors, sinners, all the people you shouldn't be hanging around with. And in answer to their criticism, Jesus told the parable of the lost sheep. And he said, which one among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, wouldn't go off and try and find that one sheep and bring it back? Now, behind this is the economy of the day. And that is that a lot of people were poor. Very few people, hardly any, would have the financial means of having 100 sheep themselves. This is a community or a tribal gathering of sheep, so to have 100. Somebody might have 3 sheep, another person might have 6 sheep, another one maybe 12 sheep. But this is a gathering of all the families in the community and their sheep. And what would happen is that you would have a person hired as a shepherd, or someone from the community. They would take turns watching over the sheep. But the loss of one sheep would be a tremendous financial blow to these families. So it's very important to find the sheep. Which one among you, said Jesus in answer to the criticism he had received, which one among you wouldn't leave the 99 and go looking for the one that is missing? Now, what does this parable have to do with us today? How might it apply to our lives? And I suspect, first of all, that many of you, like myself, get lost on occasion. I'm fairly new here, so you really don't know me, but I have a reputation for getting lost. And before GPS and the kids were little, I can still hear those little voices from the back seat of the car saying, Daddy, are we lost again? And of course, Patty would say, why don't you ask directions? And I would respond, you know, real men don't ask for directions. I've learned my lesson. Men are teachable with patience, and I've learned my lesson. But one thing that has always struck me is that how in our ordinary lives, like the sheep in Jesus's parable, we can find ourselves lost. You know, things come along in life, financial reversals, job reversals, illnesses seem to come out of nowhere. As we get older, nothing seems to work as it used to work. And we find ourselves kind of lost. And one thing I've always appreciated about the UCC statement of faith was that its statement that Jesus has come to deliver us from aimlessness and sin. That aimlessness is the word I like. Where we're kind of lost, we don't know where we're going. And I think if you look at the behavior of sheep, there's something about it. And that is, sheep don't intentionally get lost. They nibble themselves lost. If you've ever watched sheep, they've got their heads down. They're nibbling away at the grass. And they're nibbling, nibbling, nibbling. All of a sudden, they're crossing the road into the next field, nibbling, nibbling, nibbling. And, you know, at one point, they'll discover, I have no idea where I am. I have no idea how I got here or how to get back. And that's where the shepherd has to come and find them. They cannot find their way back. And I've always liked that Whiffenpoo song that is based on our first reading today. We are poor little sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba. And you know, the thing about Jesus' parable is that he says the shepherd does go out in search of the lost sheep. And I think there may have been times in our lives when we felt really close to God, but maybe now not so close. And we could hear God, you know, in the old saying, you know, who moved? I'm here, I've always been here. Who moved? But Jesus goes way beyond that. For him, God is the shepherd. The shepherd who acts, who takes the initiative to go out and find the lost sheep. God takes the initiative. God acts to find us. And in our tradition, as well as with the Presbyterians and the Reformed Church and other churches that come out of the same background, you'll notice on Communion Sunday, the elements, the bread and the wine, are brought to us. And the symbolism there represents God's action. Not that we so much are seeking God, but that God takes the initiative. God acts to seek us out and find us. That's very biblical. God acts to find us. The elements are brought to us. Do you remember back in Sunday school those pictures of Jesus carrying the sheep on his shoulders? That's you and me. Bringing us back home. And when that happens in the Bible, there is great rejoicing. There's a party going on. Many years back, Patty and I and our kids were in Istanbul, Turkey. Has anybody been to Istanbul? Yeah. And there's a covered bazaar there. An oriental bazaar that, if I remember right, it's underground, but it's packed. And if you know your stuff, and we fortunately had a friend who was posted in Istanbul and knew her way around, you can get leather goods, suede goods, brass, that kind of thing. They also have these Izod shirts made in Paris. And they are world famous.
stay away from them.
Because with the first washing, they're down to something your grandchild could put on a doll. But anyway, we were with our friend, and we were going through this Oriental Bazaar, absolutely packed with people, and all sorts of little different stalls and shops along the way. And we had our kids, and one of our girls, Jess, was 3 years old at the time, and we looked down in the midst of this busy, thriving underground bazaar. We looked down, and our daughter was missing. And not just the shock of being missing, but in the custom of the day, little blonde-haired girls were greatly prized up in the hills. And fortunately, we were able to find her. And that night, you know, when you say prayers and read a little story, I asked Jess, did you realize you were lost? She said, no, I knew you would find me. And then, you know, we gave her a kiss goodnight and everything. And as the light was being turned out and I was leaving, she said, aren't you glad you found me? And she had no idea how happy and glad I was. And this parable today says, you know, as happy as we would be in that kind of situation, God is even happier when one sheep is found and brought home. And you and I are that little sheep. Amen.